is our work now. We're the electron in the switch, the beauty of the art. We explore, and you call us criminals. We seek after knowledge, and you call us criminals. We exist without skin color, without nationality, without religious bias, and you call us criminals. You build a tomb of bombs, you wage war, you murder, cheat, and like you are trying to make us believe it's for our own good. Yet we're the criminals. Yes, I'm a criminal. My crime is that of curiosity. My crime is that of judging people by what they say and think, not what they look like. My crime is that of outsmarting you. Something that you will never forgive me for. I'm a hacker, and this is my manifesto. You may stop this individual, but you can't stop us all.
The person who you are trying to reach is currently not available.
Hello! Welcome to Hacker Voice Radio. You're listening to us on the 25th of May 2006. Hope everybody can hear me. I can hear you there, Goldfish.
Cool, I can hear you too.
Fantastic. Am I coming out through nice and loud?
Yes, you are.
Just the way I like it. So, yeah, I see we have You know, some people, they just seem to be born with missing chromosomes. I don't know what it is with these folk that seem to, you know, think that they're going to be able to exploit forums that belong and are owned and administrated by, you know, a bunch of hackers, I guess, and don't seem to realize that within the same subsection of the forum, there is also other posts by previous attempts at the same kind of thing that didn't work. I don't know.
Obviously, he's just a complete idiot.
There must be something in the water wherever he lives, man, that just makes people...
Well, he's from Vietnam. He's probably drinking Agent Orange or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, how have you been, man?
Me? Oh, right, I suppose. Normal, boring old thing.
Yeah.
Fucking around with people's CSS when they've got it wrong, you know. Normal kind of drag.
Yeah. God, it needs to be Friday today so badly.
Yeah, I actually woke up this morning and thought it was Friday.
Yeah.
Unfortunately not.
I wake up every morning thinking that it's Saturday. Ooh, nice lane. Oh, fuck, I'm going to be late. Yeah, it's it does suck. This week seems to have either gone very quickly or has dragged on. I don't know. One of the two, really.
I think the boring bits have gone slowly and the interesting bits have gone quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably happened.
That always seems to happen, you know, and people just complain about it. It's just dragging on. And, oh, it's gone so fast. Come on, and, you know, it's relative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can't help it. It's just how it works. I'm quite pleased to say that I managed to get Skype working on Ubuntu.
Yeah.
So, it's not quite as bad as it could be.
Well, I've been doing a bit of stuff lately, like sleeping, which is pretty late.
Yeah, good pastime.
Yeah, I think it's good. I haven't really thought about what's going to happen this Saturday. I guess me and Hyper are meant to be meeting up to look over some of that hardware that he managed to salvage out of the dumpster. Reading through that post, I thought, oh man, he's fucking hell. I was just like, whoa, are you sure you didn't just like go into a shop and
raid some office?
Yeah, and like steal everything. Because that's what it's like. I opened the door and there was all these computers. I found them and they were all racked up in server racks and, ooh, network cables all attached to them and to the switch.
And it was all turned on.
Yeah.
So I had to turn it off before I took it.
Yeah.
Seriously, how? Who throws away a, what is it, a Spark server or something like that?
Yeah, like a Sun Spark.
How? Who? We've been looking for one of those things for ages.
Yeah. I've heard that... oh, I can't say. I'll PM you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lee Taxor.
Are you going to use two screens?
I do have two screens. And
can you like just move the console box from one screen to another randomly?
Yeah.
That'll look cool.
I can even do it with the hotkeys. Ooh. It's like control shift and 2 for pushing a window over to the second screen, which is pretty cool. But yeah.
Ah, but can you jump off a ledge backwards?
I could, yeah, definitely. I'm sure everybody could jump off a ledge backwards. It depends if they're going to land on their head or, you know, obviously pull it off on their feet. I'm sure I could jump off a ledge backwards, but whether I'd be able to walk again and, you know, use the bottom half of my body is another question, completely separate.
Indeed.
Yes. So, I've been thinking about some of that hardware, what we could use it for. sure we could do a lot of stuff with that cool
ship. We could make
a
mobile.
Yeah.
You know, take all those hard drives apart, get the platters and put them on pieces of fishing line. Make an interesting art display.
Make a mobile.
Yes.
For babies. That would be elite.
Yeah. We could sell it to the Tate Modern.
You could, couldn't you?
And then they'd put it up somewhere and say, look at this. This was created by Leap Hacksaws. Fear them. Or something.
So what's this throwy thingy you've been going on about in the forums?
Oh,
explain it to the good people.
Huh?
Explain it to our good people.
The good people in the world of the interweb. Yes, well, if you haven't noticed, there's been somewhat of a trend of these people putting these things together. It's kind of a alternative form of graffiti, basically. Right. Where you get an LED or several LEDs, a button battery, and a neodymium magnet, which is basically really powerful.
Yeah.
You stick all these things together with tape or something so that the LEDs connect up to the battery.
Right.
And you throw it at stuff, and it sticks to it. So, say, a big steel lamppost. You could chuck one halfway up it, and all the way up it, various different places that obviously you can't reach, so you can't take them down very easily. And then you end up with a lamppost which has got loads of LEDs hanging off of it, or any other metallic structure which is has a ferrite metal, so it will stick to it, magnets will stick to it.
Sure.
Which could also include, I don't know, metal casing and certain kinds of boxes which contain other things.
Right.
Like, you know, anything really. I'm looking around, I can't actually see anything in my room. I don't know, a coffee can, or a window ledge. That's always good. Yeah, it's just bringing a bit of extra light to an urban surrounding. Changing your surroundings. Making it more interesting, expressing yourself. And you can make all sorts of different variations on it. You can have a cluster of, I don't know, red, green and blue LEDs or flashing LEDs. You know, those stupid ones you get from Maplins that flash seven different colours and blind people and stuff like that. And I don't know, you could have, if you did it right, you could have flash strobing lights and you turn them all on in sequence. So it sort of strobes one after another, a bit like landing lights on a airport runway.
Sweet.
You could throw these on a surface of some description, so you'd have a strobing line going up or down this structure, which would look pretty damn cool. And since they're so simple, there are so many different things you can do to fiddle around with them and make variations on them. They're an excellent little thing to do
on a week. But it will take some time to put all that stuff together.
Well, not that long.
Sure.
It's just an LED.
Yeah, but you've got to solder it together and stuff.
We don't really, because...
You could stick it together with blue tack, I guess.
Well, you just wrap it with tape. Gaffer tape or...
Sure.
Duct tape or whatever. Oops.
What's that?
Sorry, I'll just turn the volume down on my headset.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes about a minute at most to put one of these things together. Of course, if you're putting together a couple of hundred of them, it's a different matter entirely, but that's why you get a number of people and you'd make some kind of a production line.
Right.
That sounds way too organised, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like a terrorist cell to me.
Yes.
Of lights.
I'm slightly worried about this.
I am worried as well, because, it does seem...
Because if you're throwing, like, a little blinking light with a sort of dubious-looking package at something in the middle of the street, you think, oh my god, it's a huge bomb.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm worried about is that, you know, I think... I don't know how, you know, if we started doing this to, like, fucking, security cameras, it would slightly, maybe, possibly raise quite too many eyebrows for my liking. Let's see. If you're thinking about the whole kind of doing the whole kind of lamppost kind of stuff, I think that's pretty cool, and I think that'll be pretty artistic. I don't think anybody would mind or care. As far as getting some sort of journalistic thing going, I think you'd have to work a bit harder per se beforehand, because I don't think any of the standard journalists would give two shits, really, if you pardon my French. I think as a private kind of project, I think that would be kind of awesome if we just went around, Covent Garden, sticking up all this stuff and just photographing it for our own amusement and pleasure. But, yeah, I don't know about doing it. We have to do it really sober, because if we don't do it sober, then somebody's going to climb up a fucking building and, like, stick it up on the Queen's arse or something like that. I can see that happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should go out for a drink afterwards.
Yeah.
As a kind of reward. Because if you do it when you're pissed, then you're gonna be loud, and you're gonna be stupid, and you're gonna do stupid shit.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely not a good idea to do it inebriated.
We have to get rid of all of them before we go for a drink as well.
Oh, fuck.
That has to be the one condition. We have to somehow get rid of all of them before we finish.
A small detonator in each one?
Huh?
A small detonator? No, that's not.
No, I mean, like, throw them, not, like, take them back down again.
But the ones that are stuck on the lamppost, like, 7 foot high.
Yeah.
Don't expect me to fucking climb up on the ladder and just, like, try and fish them off.
No, that'd be stupid.
Yeah.
If anyone complains about them, we can provide them with a long stick and say, hey,
and whack them over the head.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Not really going for that angle, but okay. You can do that if you like.
I think that would be pretty cool, man. I'll definitely be bringing my camera along.
Oh, certainly. Definitely good material.
Yeah.
We could possibly even record some of it. If I manage to get my hands on a video camera, we could record some of it and use it for HVTV too.
Yeah. What, are you going to bring a camera this time?
I'm going to see if I can obtain a video camera.
Sweet.
I can't guarantee it's going to be particularly good, though.
Ah.
Worst case scenario, I just use like my digital camera, which has got a record video function on it. It's not too bad, but it's not exactly DVD quality.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating. I work in a place that does video production, and it has these absolutely amazing cameras, like HD cameras from Sony that are professional models.
Mm. And you can't use any of them.
I can't use any of them.
But that's because they're like worth more than like you are.
Yes. Well, the ones I took one home once because I wanted to have a look at it and see how it worked, because I was going to go out and do a video shoot for a carpet company or something ridiculous. And I took it home the weekend to get familiar with it, and they completely had a go at me. Even though my supervisor person at the time said, yeah, that's fine, you can borrow it for the weekend so you can work out how the hell it works. Because I don't get any training in these things. They just expect me to know.
Sure.
I took it home for the weekend, came back and said, why did you take that home? Because you said so. Don't do that. Okay. Fine. I won't do that.
You should have just made the whole thing really crappy then.
Well, yeah.
Just be like shooting the floor the whole time. And
the shoot was all right, because I ended up doing the... you know those interviews they have on trendy TV shows where you have one camera which is looking at a reasonably sensible angle.
Yeah. And then just, the other one's looks like...
And the other one's
around.
Just like all over the place, like up their nose and stuff.
Yeah,
like.
and they love to switch between the two. And
And one of them's like all black and white with loads of noise.
Yeah.
And the other one's like normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did the stupid one. I did film up their nose, but unfortunately they cut that bit from the final thing.
Oh.
Yes. That's the only time I've ever done anything like that, which is a bit crap. Actually, it might have been a tile company, I can't remember. It was about carpet tiles, that's it. Anyway, enough of my boring job.
Yes. So, any news that we have available?
Well, I didn't look into anything particularly today. I was thinking about it, but then I got distracted by something else.
Was it a woman?
No.
Dad. You're going to have to come up with a better excuse than that. It was a woman, but then I found out she had a dick. Apparently, Jacko wants to set up camp here in the UK. Michael Jackson. This news is provided by our good friend Darkest Nature. Wants to move over to the UK because UK kids are fresh.
Fresh, are we?
Well, some of us more than others. I don't know. And a new Netherland ranch. Apparently, people aren't too happy about that. And Microsoft are showing off their new JPEG rival. Medstron says, yes, yet another pointless and unnecessary thing from Microsoft. Well, I don't know. I think it's supposedly meant to be quite good. It's like a 23:1 compression rate. And supposedly you can do various things to the image without having to decode it to and then re-encode it. But the images seem a tad distorted, which is obviously Microsoft's way of saying you can't see what the fucking thing is showing you. Yeah.
Well, the Wii, it's going to be £133, apparently, a maximum.
What?
Of £133 when it goes on
sale.
Oh,
we. I thought you meant we are going to be £133.
No,
in debt? Or you in profit? No, go on, sorry.
Yes, it's going to be £133.
That's
which
not bad.
Is good.
That's like less than the bloody PS2. PSP Three. Thingy, yeah, PSP.
Yes, it is less than the PSP.
Yeah.
Which seems ludicrous, since it's far more high-tech.
Ludicrous, yes, exactly.
That's the good thing about old Nintendo. They know how to set their prices.
Yes.
Also, NASA appears to have sold somebody a toolbox which has got a chunk of depleted uranium in it.
Lovely.
Nice. A plum-sized cylinder of depleted uranium, it says. And, yes, it's actually alpha radiation, which is the most ionizing kind of radiation that you can get. But it does get blocked by skin, so it's only dangerous if you inhale the radioactive material.
And luckily for him, it was in powder form.
Yes, well, you know, it happens. And the $100 computer. There you go. We got some nice pictures on Flickr about that. I'm sure someone will post that up on... isn't that on the forums already? Probably. It's the... what's it called? N something or other?
NMAP.
OLPC. That's it. One laptop per child.
Nice.
And it's got little ears on it.
Press 1 to call the studio. Press 2 to join a conference.
Ow.
Please hold while we try to connect you.
Please hold while we try to have sex with you. Hello.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, I saw you were very upset in IRC. Nobody wants to call me, so I thought I'd call you.
It's all sad. I'm here working alone at my desk listening to an empty conference.
Yeah.
I just set it up so it plays music on hold when you're the only person in there.
Oh.
Oh, excellent.
Nice bit of Christian rock. Jesus! He was my savior! Yes.
God rules! God rules! Yeah, it's a good song. Monkey Ball Surgeons. Sorry, I'm just reading the New Scientist technology blog.
Yeah.
Apparently, surgeons like to play Super Monkey Ball.
Right.
A study shows...
They like to play with monkey balls.
Yeah. A study shows that surgeons who indulge in a quick bout of Super Monkey Ball mm-hmm. make fewer mistakes during surgical procedures that follow. Okay. Fewer
awesome.
Mistakes. That's a link.
That's not good, as in fewer mistakes. They still make mistakes, but just less of them.
Oh, shit, that was the, that was the artery rather than the vein.
The incident.
What was that?
I said we haven't made too many mistakes, you know, since the incident.
Apparently 303 surgeons participating in a medical training course that included video games was focused on laparoscopic surgical procedures in which a tiny video camera and long slender instruments are inserted through small incisions.
Like the anus.
I saw pornos like that.
I saw Hyper's little camera. That'll do the trick. Yeah, I'm sure you
put
could just you could put it in a plastic bag and swallow it.
Oh, with a little LED. Doctors were measured on their performance of the cobra rope drill, a standard laparoscopic training exercise used to teach how to sew up an internal wound.
Mm.
I wouldn't really trust the procedure called the cobra rope drill, would you?
Yeah. I would be quite wary of... anyone that is going to do anything to me with a cobra and a bit of rope.
Oh no, I'm into that sort of shit.
Are you? Awesome. Send me some pictures.
Okay, will do.
Sounds like some weird Kama Sutra shit. The cobra rope. Oh,
oh, it sounds painful. Apparently indiestore.com allows artists to set up their own web pages and charge fans for downloading their tracks. Ooh, I wonder what disgusting DRM stuff all over that.
Sign me up, I'm all for paying for crap.
Yes. Can someone say BitTorrent?
Oh, that's mean.
Have you seen the raids in Germany that, like, 113 or something like that homes in Germany got raided by the police because of file-sharing downloaders and stuff like that? Which is weird to see that, like, the German fucking police are going in to set all this stuff when it's actually just like a civil matter. Now, I think if they invested more time catching like real criminals and terrorists in as much effective way as they do downloading file peer-to-peer sharers, I think the world would be a much safer fucking place. And RIA, if you're listening, I just want to give you a big fucking fuck you. My balls are available for you to lick at any time convenient to you.
My balls are available for free download.
Yes.
Did you hear the MP, NCPACM, the one that's the RAA for movies?
Right.
Oh, MPAA?
Yeah, that's the one.
Motion Picture Association of America.
Yes,
they're getting sued for hacking or hiring someone to hack into Torrent Spy.
Yeah, tell us about this, because I just had a headache, so I couldn't read the whole thing. It was just too disturbing.
Yes. I would tell you about it. Oh, here we go. Torrent Spy tells the MPAA to sue Google. I don't think that was really... No, I don't think I googled a bit too vaguely. Torrent Spy Hackers MPAA. no. Ask me in a minute. Talk about something else.
You have 54 seconds to go. I've been doing a bit of Googling for Google videos and Hacker and stuff, and I saw obviously the funniest one, which is us, because we're like so elite and cool, our video, and there's this poor little girl. She looks so cute. She's on Tech TV and being questioned about being like a hacker and stuff, and I just felt so sorry for her because she just looked so cute, and I don't know, it was just like, oh yeah, sure, I pursue knowledge and stuff, and I'm a lead hacker. I'm just going to play that now because it's just fucking hilarious.
But would you consider yourself a hacker?
Well, I mean, the term hacker applies to a great many things. I consider a hacker to be someone who has a great passion for a subject and yearning to attain knowledge on that subject. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm not exactly a lead hacker, but I do consider myself a hacker.
Right.
She's a noob.
I'm not exactly a lead hacksaw.
Yearning to attain knowledge on that subject. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So
no, the correct answer is I own to Gibson.
Exactly elite hacksaw, but...
Okay, you can stop now.
Exactly elite. I just love the way she just said it in, like, mid-conversation. I think she was really nervous. You could tell that from her body language that she was really nervous when she was talking. And, you know, she must have just been, like, fucking IRC shit was going through her mind.
I don't know, like, it sounds like when she's like, well, I consider a hacker to be, and she gives the definition, like, the response of the interviewer was like, okay, yeah, right, I've heard this crap before.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, lady, that definition doesn't spell.
I don't know, how do you define a hacker these days? You know, you've got, I think it's like, I don't know, what would you say if a journalist asked you, you know, would you say you're a hacker? And you'd be like, yeah, fucking hell.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, yeah. What have I been spending all these fucking hours at a computer for? But no, I mean, how would you really define something like that to a journalist?
I would define a hacker as somebody who uses an artful manipulation of technology to achieve a goal that was not initially intended by whatever he's working on.
Good definition.
Yeah, that's probably correct definition.
Yes, that is the right answer.
Sorry? You said something about said it?
Oh, I said, of course it's the right definition. I said it.
Modesty much?
Oh, yes, I forgot that part of the definition. A person distinctly lacking any modicum of modesty with their hacking. See also the American Ionic.
Yeah.
But what's the fucking point? Why be modest?
Exactly.
I mean, you pull out something elite, you do it an injustice by being modest about it.
Well, you don't want to brag about it, even though if it's completely fucking awesome.
You do.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't look good.
You just don't proclaim yourself as, like, the ultimate owner, that's all.
Sure.
It's like anything, there's always somebody out there who's better.
Yeah, but, I mean, if, let's say...
Be like, look at this lead hack.
Yeah, but let's say, you know, I found, I did something really leet. I'd say, you know, look at this, this is pretty cool, but I wouldn't go around posting my bat script saying it's a virus.
Well,
that's
yeah, that's because you're not a noob.
Yeah, true.
By the way, the phishing box.
Yes.
Someone appears to have changed the password.
It was me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes, it was, but I can't remember what I changed it to. Yeah, oh, shit.
Right, okay. Well, it's still up, so that's cool.
Shit, I can't remember what I changed it to.
Not this shit again.
Fuck. I seriously can't remember because somebody was saying to me, I think you should change the password because people are starting to launch attacks from the box. And I didn't want that to happen because people start. Somebody downloaded Metasploit onto the box, and I thought, okay, this is time. This is time to change the. This is time to change the password. And then I changed it to something really obvious, like Hacker Voice pwns you or something like that. That's probably what it is. That is probably what it is. Let me see if I can.
You have to change it again.
I have to change it again. Yeah, fuck.
PM me with a new password. Whilst you do that, I'll tell you about how the MPA apparently hacked TorrentSpy.
Okay.
Right, it says here, Torrents, well, for a start, they're getting a bit pissed off because the MPAA seems to think that they can outlaw a file format, which is pretty damn stupid to start with. Trying to outlaw the .torrent format, that's ridiculous. I could just make a text file and put .torrent at the end and it'd be an illegal file. Cool!
And then email it to everyone I know.
Exactly! yes. The MPAA apparently denies it paid $15,000, which is an interesting number, to a hacker to steal email correspondence and trade secrets. What kind of trade secrets does TorrentSpy have? I suppose it must have some. In a lawsuit, TorrentSpy.com lawyer, what a great job that must be, Ira Rothkin says that the MPAA hired the man to get private information on TorrentSpy.com, says CNET News. In March, the Torrent site, one of many under attack by the six, big six Hollywood movie studios, filed to dismiss a federal lawsuit brought about by the MPAA. Now, it is Hollywood drama what happened here, the story has Rothkin saying. After he and the MPAA reviewed it, they found it useful, says the court document. This is the information that they supposedly found, says the court document. Dean Garfield expressly told the informant, on behalf of the MPAA, regarding the information that he requested, we don't care how you get it. So, what exactly does that mean? You've paid someone $15,000... which they aren't denying by the looks of things, and you've told them they don't care how you get it. How is that not paying someone to hack into something?
That's pretty dodgy.
He assured the informant when the information expressed concerns about potential liability for obtaining providing such information to the MPAA that the MPAA would protect the informant from any liability. Well, that's nice.
That's awesome.
Cool.
But how are they going to do that when he's breaking federal laws?
Well, because they're above that, obviously.
Yeah. They are God.
If they
the
say
MPAA,
it's okay,
like,
then
we
it's
own
okay.
The government.
Well, that's interesting. I was looking through some laws probably yesterday or the day before when I was looking up something about the LED throwy thing. Basically, it says in most of the bits in the Antisocial Behaviour Act that one of the members of parliament says so, you're allowed to break any of them. The most interesting one was littering. It says littering is completely illegal. You're not allowed to throw anything on the floor in any place that isn't your own or has at least one side open to the air or something stupid like that. It's like,
right.
It's a door. The door's open. Yeah, anyway. but it says it's okay to litter if the government says you can. How come the government are allowed to litter and we're not? That doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
Because it allows for them to dump rubbish.
Because that's how they get away with illegal dumping of toxic waste.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The parliament said it was okay.
It's mind-blowing.
We don't have anything like that in the U.S.
No.
Hell, we send congressmen to jail for breaking the law.
Well, good on you.
Damn.
Not terribly often, mind you. But.
We still can't manage to get rid of our MPs for having sex in their offices. I mean, bloody hell.
Really? That sort of thing's encouraged stateside. I mean, if you're going to give a person a gun, they better be relaxed.
Yeah.
I think it should be mandatory.
I can't brute force the password. It was too good.
Do you remember that little trick that we did with your laptop?
Yeah, but I don't have physical access to the box, do I?
Oh, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. It's like somewhere in Brazil.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bad place for it.
Yeah. But, you know what? That's actually quite a good thing. Because I obviously set a really nice password on there that I was drunk at the time when I did. Which
well,
is... Exactly. I've done this so many times. It's like, yeah, I'm going to be like all fucking good with my security and change my password at the most worst time ever. You know, at the most time when you're hardly going to remember a 32 fucking character alphanumeric password.
You just start banging your head.
Yeah.
Your
but
that's a good password.
Oh, nobody will break that.
I know. QWERTY. Oh no, my keyboard's falling apart. Yes. I haven't done that before.
Yeah, I think it was quite a long kind of alphanumeric but I think it's a good thing. If I can't remember it, then nobody else can get into it, so we just leave it, you know?
Okay.
Nobody really needs to get into it anymore, because as soon as I saw the Metasploit shit, I thought, okay, somebody's taking the piss here, it's gonna go down. So I just changed the password to, like, something stupid. I thought I'd remember it. Don't remember it now. I even forgot I changed the password. So basically, if somebody absolutely fucking needed to get into it, then, I don't know, figure out some fucking SSH exploit.
Hack it.
Or, yeah, exactly. Go back and fucking hack it from the beginning. Which we had to do like 3 times already, for fuck's sake. Once originally, second time when I, well, bounced the box, and the third time, I don't know what. But yeah, it was quite fun. It was like a little fucking, you know, real-time war game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Live hacking. Yeah, we should do that again sometime. On a different box, obviously.
Yes. Well, you see, with this new thing coming from Hyperino, I was thinking, like, why not just have all those disks and we could run a virtual machine, or we could run multiple virtual machines with like a VPN in so that people can start playing some more games onto them, and obviously not care about the hardware because we just found it and not really giving shit about it.
It kind of needs its own connection though, that's the only problem.
Well, I don't want people bouncing shit off my network. Yeah,
that's the point.
Hmm.
Yeah, stick it on a 56k modem.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, beige box a telephone box down the road.
run a 15-foot cable.
Yeah, good plan. Yeah. Unless someone actually used to do that, and they got away with it for like a whole 3 weeks.
At which point
a BT person was driving past and then thought, what the hell? And
you know what? The coolest thing I saw... No, I saw the coolest thing. I was walking down the road, and there was a BT van parked right next to a distribution box. There's a cable that comes right out of the distribution box, all around it, and up through the door of the van and inside. And it was plugged into the little... Because they have a little phone port thing in there. And a guy was just sitting there in his van, parked on a major road, plugged into a modem, and just browsing the web on his laptop inside a van, and it was pissing down with rain, and I thought, oh man, come on, that's fucking cool. And I felt so fucking close to just, you know, crouching down like a fucking ninja and unplugging it and then running. Running, damn, I've just been disconnected.
How do you know that was actually a BT person?
Because he was in a BT van.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody else except BT vans park on the side of a fucking major road and just don't give a shit.
Yeah, but how do you know that someone didn't just buy a BT van? Because you can't do that.
Well, Okay, just go and, just go up to him and ask him then. Excuse me, are you an actually a BT person? Yes.
Or are you just fucking around?
You're just blue boxing, aren't you?
I knew it.
Well, yes, you can get away with a lot of stuff when you've got a BT van and a fluorescent jacket.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Where would you find a BT van? You could just buy one of
the BT website.
What, you just buy one?
Yeah.
What, with all the stickers and everything?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. BT don't sell.
Sometimes they paint over them, but you can scrape out the paint or, you know, remove it nicely.
Re-sticker them. You could just buy a standard van, paint it grey, and stick the BT stickers on.
Ah, but the BT vans have got racks and plug-in boxes and stuff like that in the back as well.
Oh,
and
right.
They sell those too. And obviously not the actual equipment that they put in them, but they have all the racks and cable drums and feeders and all that sort of stuff in the back. And you can just buy them.
Cool.
They're quite cheap, actually. You can get a reasonably sized van, you know, the small, I think it's escort-sized ones that that have got racks and a cable drum in the back.
Yeah.
With mesh grating to stop things flying out the back into killing people. You can get one for about $9,000 or something like that.
Right.
It's not too bad. And you can get the older ones, the ones with the big blue and red and blue logos with the woman.
I was thinking, you know that Rascal that's going for like £320?
Yeah.
I thought that'd be interesting if we bought that Rascal, painted it dark grey, and then stuck loads of BT stuff on it. And then just went around.
Why not?
Yeah.
Around the globe.
The only problem with that is it doesn't actually look like a BT van.
No, but I think that's the whole point, is that it doesn't look like a BT van. It's kind of like taking the piss a bit.
When
as a joke, as a spoof.
When 2600 did it, are you trying to take the piss out of that?
I'm trying to double spoof 2600.
No, we need the hacker voice mobile.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, then. We'll just stick loads of hacker voice mobile stickers on it and yeah.
Good plan.
Sick.
Put one of those, you know, motion proximity flamethrowers on it. So when he comes within a foot distance, you know, 6 feet of flame come underneath the van. That'll be pretty awesome.
Don't forget the oil slicks and the rocket launchers.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the number of getting XBT vehicles. It's 0121 780 7400.
1337. Van.
There's all sorts of fun numbers on the BT website. There's Dial Before You Dig, which I'm sure you could get some interesting information out of.
Right.
Which is 0800 917 3993.
Cool.
Like you
if
could
you're interested, I have in the interesting numbers post a rather extensive list of BT toll-free numbers for their different services and things. That I came across in my international freaking travels.
Yeah, I tried a couple of those the other day, and on my VoIP thing, I think. A couple of them don't work anymore.
Oh, really?
A couple of them go to different places these days, like the BT Red security one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That actually goes to... something, it's to do with BT still, but it's someone else. I can't remember who exactly, but I got an answer machine and it wasn't Red Security. Presumably because they've changed, I think they've integrated the whole security thing into something else these days.
I see.
Because it's basically the lines you get put into your house which connect up to ATD security things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So as soon as your alarm goes off, someone turns up at the door, you know. That kind of thing.
A little disconcerting.
Ah, Binary Sheep has told me, if you go to shopping.kelq.com and search for BT van, then you get cool stuff. I'll check that out. binarysheet.com.co.uk. Hi, Binary Sheet, by the way.
Hello, Binary Sheet.
Hello, Binary Sheet.
I don't know. How would a Binary Sheet do its meh thing?
Beep, 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 beep. Yes, or something. I think it might sound a bit like a, might sound a bit like a fax machine.
some trunking clicks.
Yeah, I was looking up fax machines, actually. I thought that would be a good topic for a bit of hack articles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because not many people care much about fax anymore.
Hmm.
But they are quite...
fax is so 90s.
It is so 90s. People still use it, though.
Yeah.
And it is quite an interesting protocol, because it kind of predates the whole modems and that kind of thing. Although it's based off the same technology.
Yeah.
It's quite cool. So I might have to write an article about it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always liked faxes.
It's one of the first uses of a CCD.
Yep.
Which is obviously what we all know and love today as in digital cameras.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, looking at all the algorithms and all that sort of stuff that compress the image down into something that doesn't take 5 hours to send over the phone, like... breaking up white space, so it's if you've got a big long line of white stuff,
yeah,
it doesn't
send it.
It doesn't have to send 0000. Yeah. 0000. It just says this much of zeros.
Yeah,
it's kind of an early image compression thing, which is a bit defunct these days. What with JPEG and GIF and PNG and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
But it's all interesting. I might have to write an article on it. And Binary Sheep is now laughing at me.
Why?
I think he's just got us saying hello to him on the stream.
Yeah. Well, how are you talking to him?
Skype.
Ah.
He's PMing me on Skype.
Ooh, kinky.
Hmm.
Damn it, Zena's talking in binary again. Oh, it's just a string of sequential. Oh, no, wait, that looks like ASCII.
It is ASCII. ASCII porn!
Speaking of ASCII videos, did I show you that, by the way?
Oh, no, you didn't. You did not. You have to show me.
I did not.
You did not. Access denied.
Well, I can't do it now because I'll have to set up port forwarding again and it will disconnect me from Skype and stuff, but I'll show you after the show.
Okay. So HBTV. Basically you just rendered it into ASCII.
Well, it's using the AALib library through mPlayer.
Of course.
For some reason it doesn't work over Telnet. It crashes for some reason. It just kills the connection. It sends like 4 or 5 frames and then just goes... It's a bit strange. SSH is fine, though. Ooh. Yes, it looks a bit rubbish. I might have to make a optimized version for ASCII.
Yeah.
Because all of the writing is completely illegible. So, yes.
Surely it's just meant to render the images in ASCII.
It does. It just doesn't do it. It doesn't do it that
very well. Oh, okay.
Well, it's only... You can only do it so well.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose I could pipe the output to something else and then use something else to render text, but I really can't be bothered.
Actually, I don't think
that... Parse to a text file and then have the watch cat file over the SSH.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hmm. I think the problem is it's sending a bit too much information.
At the same time. Quickly. Maybe you've got
your... Is it sending it as video or is it sending it as text?
Sorry?
Is it sending it as video or as text?
well, text, but each frame is like a full console window worth of ASCII, and it's going at, I had to convert it down to 10 frames a second.
Mm.
So that's quite a lot of data for a Telnet connection.
That is a lot of data.
And it's not really built to do that, so no. I'm not surprised it's falling over. I've got a question from Binary Sheep.
No, he can't.
He can't, okay.
No, go on.
He says, why is MSN Messenger not classed as adware?
Because it's a Microsoft product, and if it was, then every single version of Microsoft product would be classed as a virus.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously, Windows is adware.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, when you turn the thing on, first of all, in the start menu, it has that stupid thing saying, Windows Catalog, which I've never quite understood what it was.
And it doesn't ever fucking work. Yeah, yeah.
It involves parting with money. And in whenever you open the fucking My Music folder, it says, click here to buy music!
Yeah, I think... Sorry?
I'm not sure why, but...
There's a kitchen.
No, it doesn't do any of that.
There's a little cooker in this fucking van. Check out that BT van. There's a little cooker in the back. Oh, that's so cute.
For those extended, freaking contract calls. Like, well, boys, we're gonna be here for a while. Let's make some lunch.
Yep. It's going to take us a while to fix these pears.
Sounds so simple, but can be so complicated. I did come across a rather interesting little bit of spyware.
Yeah.
This one really pisses me off. What it did is it installed itself on the system, and the entire point of the spyware is it sends you... to a for-pay spyware removal site.
Right.
Specifically designed to remove that bit of spyware. It's like the most dirty, underhanded practice on the face of the earth.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's extortion.
Seen it quite a lot.
It's like, we're going to infect you with spyware and pay us and we'll take it off.
It wasn't written by me, by the way, was it?
No. It's a little more sophisticated than that.
Oh, thank you very much.
I used to work on a...
I see your stuff's written in Java.
I used to work on a spyware remover.
I code everything in Fortran on punch cards.
Sorry, next, we just totally blanked you out there.
Yes, you did. Now, when I finally get over there and do a session in the Hacker Voice studio, then if you do that, I can just slap you around the head.
You could, but then I can retaliate. Wah, like a ninja.
Lyle pulls off airsoft gun. Studio erupts in chaos.
Yes, we do need a 1337 Haxing van.
Yes.
I agree.
I think everyone should have one.
Everyone. Including that girl on Tech TV. She should definitely have one.
Oh, she needs one more than anyone.
Yeah.
Exactly. She won't
Would
be an elite
hacker
if she doesn't.
Hacker? Have you seen my van? You, sir, are obviously a noob. This is over. The correct response to that question is, would you consider yourself a decent journalist? Then shut the fuck up.
I ain't using no MS Foo. I'm not using MS Foo either.
MS Foo.
Is that like some kind of corporate martial art? MS Foo.
Yeah, it's a It's a new killing platform for .NET.
I am Grandmaster Fool. I practice the ancient art of C:\.
I will wipe your heart
the six deadly techniques.
All in executable form in Win32 Hall.
I shall wipe your brain using the CLS.
Or 64-bit processing.
My anti-kernel is more powerful than your Tux Hall.
I have perfected the Whois finger of death.
You may have an optimized TCP/IP stack, but I have nice dog that searches for files.
Aha, your robot's data text is ignored by my spider.
I crash at any weakness.
That's it. That's its Uber skill.
Yeah.
At the slightest sign of attack, I crash.
That is my way of protection.
Hack it now.
Sorry, I lost my headset in all that excitement.
It's going to be one of those memorable shows again, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
When did we start, by the way?
Ah, fuck, we've gone over an hour.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, that took a few 15 minutes.
Our syndication is going to be screwed.
Yeah.
Expect an angry letter from Hacker Boy Media.
Yeah.
DDP get it worse, though, don't they? Because they don't even listen to the things before they put them online.
No.
So if it goes over an hour, it just sort of stops.
It sounds really weird, yeah.
Yeah.
They probably cut us off with the whole... No, actually, I think it caught that, all that madness.
Good. Yeah. Might be a good end to the show, actually.
Right, I think I've got to close it off then, sadly. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to be playing a little song called... I think it's called Miss Kitten and the Hacker, 1982.
Yeah, I know that band.
It looks pretty cool. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And, yeah, have a good weekend, I guess.
See you.
Bye-bye.
It's Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I'll see you all Friday, bastards.
Late, you son of a bitch.
Ja, ist gut. Wir sind teilweise auf
déjà vu. As we were in 82.